Then he went back. They stayed up there about 3 months. I left them up there. I stayed up there 7 months. And he went, but he got out. He went back over there. And some of them poisoned him on liquor. He lived in a shack back down there on Tobinanny.
Mm-hmm.
And
Tobinanny River?
No, Tobinanny Creek go down to the river, right on the other side of Georgetown.
I got you. Yeah.
And he had a shack back over there where that somebody used, you know, well back behind a pit where we dug dirt and hauled over at that road. And they missed him, and he was gone about a week, and then nobody, he just staying by himself. And they went over there and found him, and there's 7 or 8 bulls sitting on top of the high. And he done, some of them niggas had taken, let him have some poison liquor. That's what the doctor said, but here, bad he was taking, they don't, they just found some liquor, but the liquor was poison, a cocoa ball had full. And they went ahead and they just wrapped him up in a sheet and put him in there with his clothes things on. There wasn't nothing else they could do.
Well, we finna go on dog, man.
Man, they ain't you show, young lady.
Yeah, that's where I'm from.
Yes, sir. She coming. Now you got her and at gym time he get here, he ready to go. Jake, he sent me that pair of shoes, but I don't think I'm gonna be able to wear for both my leader strings is cut in two. Been cut and which they padded and all and
yeah, you told me that.
But and lined and everything, but I don't believe I'm gonna be able to wear them not long at the time, no how.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question now. When you were coming up, y'all used to get your fire. How would you build a fire in the fireplace, mostly?
Well, let's go ahead and had kindling and go ahead and start it with kindling and. And Papa would have cordwood cut for $2 cord stove wood. And this regular house wood was $1.50.
Yeah.
And this straight 4 foot wood for the cane mill and all, he got it cut for $1 cord.
Uh-huh.
They could cut a tree down and cut a block off and bust it up and all and rack it up. 4 foot high and 8 foot long, four lines of it for cord for $2.
You can't get that now.
Man, old down Woodson right there in Cuffett where you go across the railroad down there at the old Jeff and A Depot there, right on that corner, Papa bought a house there and 3 acres of land for $300 for him, two room house, old down Woodson. And that nigga taking his walk night and morning, 8 miles, and he lead that when the sun was going out of sight, and the next morning, and he toted that axe in a little sack on his back, and he toted it all the way to Cuffett, and the next morning when the sun rears, he was out there sharpening his axe. And we take him go down and Papa have some other cutting by the cord, and some cutting by the day.
Yeah.
And all like that, and we going down there and stopped to lock the wagon to go down the hills to load up a load. And he told her, I never will forget it, I wasn't about 6 or 7 years old, and he said, your boys are listening. Me and Lyle and Rand Press and Johnny and Homer and Jim and all of them, they had 2 wagons. And he said, now, I don't know who, his wife was sick, he didn't get that until about 9 o'clock that morning. He said, I don't know who they are and what, but so I can tell you, every one of them said them cutting by the cord and them cutting by the day. And on one side of the road, they was cutting by the day, and the other side, they was cutting by the cord. I said, well, Uncle Dale, how can you tell that? He said, you listen to them axes over here, they saying by the day. By the day, as them old that saying, by the cord, by the cord, by the cord. I never will forget it. And I just listening. I got them that was cutting by the day, they was taking their own time. Them other cutting by the cord, they was throwing them axes. And old Dallas taking care of his axe with him, every time he put it down, I'd get it.